स्मरामि हृदि संस्फुरदात्मतत्त्वं सच्चित्सुखं परमहं सगतिं तुरीयं यत्स्वप्नजागरसुषुप्तमवैति नित्यं तद्ब्रह्मनिष्कलमहं न च भूतसङ्गः विश्वं दर्पणदृश्यमाननगरी तुल्यं निजान्तर्गतं पश्यन्नात्मनि मायया बहिरिवोद्भूतं यथा निद्रया यत्साक्षात् कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयं तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमयिदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये बीजस्यान्तरिवाङ्कुरो जगदिदं प्राङ्निर्विकल्पं पुनः मायाकल्पितदेशकालकलनावैचित्र्यचित्रीकृतं मायावीव विजृम्भयत्यपि महा योगी वयस्वेच्छया तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमयिदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमयिदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमयिदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये Before one says the word Namaha, Tasmai Namaha, Tasmai Idam Namaha, before saying this, one is a bhakta. Let us call this person a devotee. The English word for us means this bhakta, a devotee does not mean all the word bhakta stands for. Jnani also bhakta, the one who is a jignasu, a bhakta. And therefore, the word bhakta is what we mean by the word devotee. For us, the word devotee is equivalent to bhakta. Before I say idam namaha, tasmai parameshwaraya idam namaha. And after saying idam namaha, I am a bhakta. Before saying, there is me and Ishvara. After saying, there is Ishvara within the within whom, related to whom, in whose presence I am. I'm not a part of Ishvara. I didn't say that. I am a whole being with reference to my own body, mind, sense complex. I am a whole person, a conscious being. I am not any part of anything. So this conscious being, with reference to one body, see the meaning of these words, one body, your body, what you say, my body, that body, one body, endowed with senses, karmendriyani, pranaha, the mind. This we say sanghataha, a complex, karya karana sanghataha. The translation is the body mind sense complex. My translation. Karya karana sanghataha. So this karya karana sanghata wielded by, indwelled by a conscious being who is related to the total, this basic conscious being stands related to the conscious being whose presence I recognize in the form of order. All knowledge of this conscious being, like the knowledge of yourself, conscious being, all knowledge, see the meaning, all knowledge of the conscious being, nimitta karanam, manifests in the form of jagat. Jagat is a word, we just assimilate in the form of one Maha order. It is a manifestation, like the conscious being that you are, having your own knowledge, manifests itself in the dream into the dream jagat, which we reduce as one Maha order. You are in dream Maha order. Which consists of physical order, the sun, the time, the space are all your manifestation. You are not just a conscious being. The conscious being cannot manifest into sun as sun. Either the knowledge of the conscious being, non-separate from the conscious being, is manifest. The conscious being with its knowledge is manifest in the form of physical order. The earth and everything on this earth, including life forms, are your manifestation, your knowledge manifestation. Wherever your knowledge is, you are there. See the meaning. In the dream, there is a mountain on the earth. The mountain is not different from the mountain knowledge. The mountain knowledge is you, the conscious being. Mountain knowledge is not separate from you, the conscious being. See the meaning. Don't think. The mountain is you. The space is you. Time is you. The sun is you, the whole earth is you, and this mountain is you. The various people in the dream, imagine a few people, all of them are you. If this mountain knowledge is not separate from the knowledge of the physical order, which implies time, space, and physical order, enough knowledge you have. If there is a life form, you have enough knowledge to think of a tree, its branches, trunk, leaves. You can think of enough knowledge. And this tree is alive. It has life form. Now we understand this. It has its own prana. That much knowledge you have, because it has life. It breathes. It needs water. Needs sun. It is a tree. Enough knowledge. And every tree, every plant, is governed by one physiological, biological order. Your knowledge is manifest in the form of trees, in the form of birds, cows, horses, whatever you think of. So you are manifest in the form of these objects, which means, see the meaning, they are all pervaded by yourself in terms of your knowledge. Every human being is pervaded by you in terms of your knowledge. The more you know about a life form, its cellular biology, genetics, the more you know, the more you are aware of your manifestation. More knowledge you have, the more you are aware, see the meaning, of your manifestation. The more you are aware of the human psychology, the more you are aware of your manifestation in terms of the feelings, like anxieties, fear, of those people who in whose form you are manifest. Your knowledge is manifest in those forms. None of them is away from you. From your knowledge, from you the conscious being, knowledge is not separate from the conscious being. The manifest form is not separate from knowledge, therefore from the conscious being. The space knowledge pervades space and time. And knowledge is not separate from the conscious being. What is manifest is you. This is what we say, all-pervasiveness. All-pervasiveness of knowledge, all-pervasiveness of the conscious being. Through this knowledge alone, the knowledge of the conscious being. All knowing, conscious being, whom we say Ishvara. Is manifest in the form of this jagat, one maha order. Therefore, the physical universe expanding are closed, the physical universe is Ishvara's manifestation. Manifestation of all knowledge. And knowledge is not different from conscious being. One more step, if we go, is Vedanta complete. That conscious being, individual and total, is not separate from consciousness. We stop at this level. This conscious being, all knowledge, is manifest in the form of all that is there, known and unknown. Known to the individual conscious being, unknown to the individual conscious being. So this physical universe, which includes our solar system, Earth and Sun, and other planets and satellites, this is one physical order. Gravitation is involved. The speed of light is involved. All the forces necessary are involved. What you study in physics all that you study in physics is this physical order. That much enough for you to understand, one to understand the manifestation of Ishvara. The life forms are again a manifestation of all knowledge. The biological order, in the form of biological order. Listen, when one studies biology, one tries to understand Ishvara in the form of biological order. The more the individual conscious being knows, the more he understands Ishvara without even knowing. Every life form is pervaded, blessed, pervaded because the life form is pervaded by the knowledge of Ishvara in the form of biological order. Then physiological order, physical order. In a life form, all these orders are present. The knowledge of Ishvara is present. The life form, the constitution, other possibilities, mutation possibilities, all these are within the biological order, including evolution, if there is one. All knowledge of Ishvara, of the conscious being, is manifest in the form of physiological order, prana of this body, your body, every living form's body. Ishvara is all pervasive, all blessing in the sense without which there is no life form. Without life form, what for is this jagat? Coming to the presence of Ishvara, in my breathing, there is Ishvara. In my hunger and thirst, there is Ishvara. In my health and lack of it, there is Ishvara. In the body, in its color, in its height, there is certain order. Genetic order in its constitution, its limitations, its weight, there is order. presence of Ishwara, knowledge of Ishwara. In every emotion in me, in you, in everyone, in every human being, is it separate from the order of emotion, human emotion, which you study in psychology? When you study psychology, you are studying Ishwara, not human being. You are studying Ishwara, manifesting in the form of human emotional order. That's why every knowledge is sacred, discipline of knowledge. Aparavidya, para, apara, all of them are one knowledge, vidya, Ishwara, vidya, Ishwara. There is no separation of Ishwara from his knowledge. Knowledge is Ishwara. Knowledge alone is Ishwara. Knowledge is manifest. Knowledge is present. Knowledge blesses me. Knowledge inspires me. Knowledge inspires you. It pervades you. All emotions are within Ishwara's knowledge of emotional order. The structure of values, dharma, not outside Ishwara's order. Dharma is Ishwara. Ahimsa, Satyam, Ishwara, Daya, Karuna. Tyaga, Ishwara. There is so much Ishwara, so much of knowledge of Ishwara I see in compassion, Ishwara's order. There is no male compassion, female compassion, Indian compassion, American compassion, Hindu compassion, Christian compassion. There is compassion, Ishwara. The presence of Ishwara in my breathing, in the aches of my body, in every form of emotion, knowledge, the order of knowing implies the presence of Ishvara in the form of ignorance, in the form of faculties that can dispel ignorance. Ishvara is present. Now, try to be away from Ishvara. Try to be away from this all-knowledge conscious being manifesting in the form of dharma, karma, in the form of means of knowing. Ignorance, knowing faculty, knowledge, of course, emotion, hunger, thirst, breathing, aches and pains. The anatomy, its height, its weight, its color, aging. Is there anything outside Ishvara? Try to think of something. Space, time, sun, forces, laws, any one thing outside Ishvara. Even error is within the order. One maha order. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hearing takes place. Ishvara. What is Ishvara's knowledge? Knowledge of Ishvara. There is nothing beyond knowledge of Ishvara. There is only knowledge. What you say, name and form, is nothing but knowledge. Like pot, name and form is in your head. There is name, form. Nothing else, name, form, is pure knowledge. Name form is pure knowledge. Rama, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.